ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flight 1977 Nonstop, the story of three friends traveling around the world while going nowhere. Thanks to Jeremiah's suggestion, our destination is Wet Wang, England. Folks, it looks like we're clear for takeoff, so sit back, relax, enjoy the flight.
So Wet Wang is a real city in the UK, between York and Scarborough.
New York and Scarborough.
No, York.
York.
Oh, old, I thought you said
original York. York.
Original York.
Okay. Was once New Amsterdam?
No. Just always York. No, that's Istanbul.
Oh, okay. Good. Yes. Oh, guys. It's been a long time. I haven't been on a business trip in forever.
I know. It's been quite some time. I've been home, you know, semi-retired.
Yeah? From flying?
From flying.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I've traveled places, but not with you.
Right.
So
they just called us back to the field.
They called us back to the field.
One more.
Across the pond.
Wet Wang.
What do you think the origin of that is?
Of Wet Wang?
You think it's Wet Wing? Wet
it's wing? Probably Wet Wang.
Wet Wang.
Wet Wang.
Going to Wet Wing.
Hello, hello. How you been to Wet Wang?
Have you been to the UK before?
I'm not. I want to go. I desperately want to go before Brexit goes in full effect.
Yeah, that seems like a cluster shit.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm just censoring a little bit. You can't blow it all out.
That fucking thing is a cluster.
It's a cluster shit. I've been to England once on a layover. That's it. I went to Gatwick, not even Heathrow. Wow. Gatwick.
Yeah. The O'Hare of...
No, the Midway of...
That's
London.
What I meant. That's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Damn it. On my way to Frankfurt.
Germany.
Germany. Yeah, yeah, not Kentucky.
No.
Or wherever, whomever has a Frankfurt.
It's been 4 years.
It's been 4 years.
And I have a question.
Yes.
How much have your tastes changed? Because... I find myself at 40 discovering that I don't have as many strong opinions as 18 to 25-year-old me did.
I feel rather the opposite.
Really?
I feel like I have stronger
opinions.
Yeah,
but you're opinions. Still 39.
I mean, I am still 39. Can you hear it in my voice? Did I betray myself?
Well, your voice just broke. It broke a little bit there.
I know. I am still 39. You guys are on the other side. But yeah, I feel like I am. I have stronger opinions, and I don't feel like I have to talk them down or be ashamed of them. I'm more opinionated than I was. I was too shy.
Interesting.
I had opinions, but I just didn't express them. and I also feel like not like the fucking death clock shit,
right.
shit and death clock is ticking. But like I feel like I have less time or. A lower tolerance for bullshit. Like I my tastes have changed so much that like I know what I like and I don't waste my time. So let's get this going.
Yikes.
No,
JK.
Well,
Rowling.
I don't want to cut you off, PJ, if you had an answer for that.
No, I'm right there with you. In fact, that I like a lot fewer things interest me. I couldn't tell you, especially like in the realm of video games, I couldn't tell you the last game that I really enjoyed.
GoldenEye.
No,
1999. It was with a brief stopover in Guitar Hero with Matt Noss.
The Witness was probably, I mean, it was the last game, but it was the only game in a while.
I don't even know what that game is. That's how little I'm playing anything.
It's a PS4 game and it's brilliant.
Let me tell you how far away from video games I am now. We were saving...
Is it further than I am and have always been?
No. I'm probably exactly as we're placed in these seats in between you and PJ. We were saving because I was like, I want an Xbox One. Yeah, that'd be nice. Get an Xbox One. That'd be great. We saved, a couple hundred bucks for it. Went to the store multiple times. Couldn't pull the trigger. And then this year... We flew out over the 4th of July break to Arizona, and we had to take a red eye back, and Catherine, my wife, is expecting.
Woo!
Yeah. Ow!
Babies.
And she was like, we can upgrade to first class for this much. And I was like, we'll pull it from the video game fund. We'll pull it all from the Xbox One. Like, I put all the money that we had in there towards us flying upgrade. First class.
What, shit, yeah. What an adult move.
I know.
It was
all about the experience and making it as luxurious as possible.
But we did it, and it was very nice, and it was much, I was glad, because flying, as we know, as frequent flyers,
yes,
rough. You know, if you don't have the first class, you have your knees up your ass. If you know what I mean, come on, guys. I rhymed. And break dancing.
He's really doing it.
He really is. The worm.
But it was the first time on any flight that I had straight up turbulence. Like, I've flown quite a bit, but I've never had drops.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had drops. And the guy in front of me didn't have his safety belt on, and he freaking ragdolled. It was like, poof. And he was just, it was just like, oh, he's in the air float. Oh, and then, bam. Shit. And I was like, oh. And then he was like, click.
Wow.
But it felt like being at Cedar Point. Yep. Like, it was just straight zero G's. And I was like.
Side note. Have you been to Cedar Point in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
No.
2 weeks ago.
Valraven. Did you go on Valraven?
Heck yeah.
Oh, my God. It changed my life.
So really?
Oh, dude. Yes. We went to it. We got the fast pass, fast lane pass. You got to.
That's
do
the
it.
Only way that you
registered
do it.
Registered trademark. You got to do
no,
it.
No, you're both wrong, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, we got on the Valraven, which it's vaguely sort of Game of Thrones iconography, so it's clearly where they're going with it. But I felt like exhilarated, but also terrified because it's a trick. You know, you go click, 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 and you don't drop. You go up to the top. I don't want to spoil it for people. You should go on Valraven. There's a trick, and then there's not a trick, and then you feel like you're going to die, legit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very inspiring.
Love this.
Yeah, you should try it. Anyway, side note, continue.
Well, there wasn't too much more for mine. He got back in his seat. He locked himself in, and Catherine was just sleeping. She's like, whatever, this doesn't matter. Yeah, everything's
on brand. On brand for her.
But you say don't do the fast pass.
Absolutely not.
Why? Because here's the thing. If you go to Cedar Point the week before Labor Day, Ohio kids are in school. No one is there.
Right.
That's why we go every year, usually the Friday before Labor Day, and there are no lines. There's no ride that you wait more than 20 minutes for.
Did I ever tell you that I went the day after Labor Day?
Okay.
Do you know this story?
I don't.
Have I told this before?
No.
So yes, when I was in high school, we drove to Sandusky, Ohio on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, because my school, it was my senior year. It didn't start till Wednesday. The Wednesday after Labor Day was always the first day of school. We drove to Sandusky from Detroit, from Dearborn, Michigan, 48124, and we drove to Sandusky, and they are no longer open during the week. As of Labor Day.
After Labor Day.
Labor Day is the last day they're open, and then it becomes Holiday weekends.
Oh.
We did not know this. This was pre-internet. This was 1994, and it was a heartbreaker.
Wow. That's a real
so
heartbreaker.
Don't do it, and I will never forget, and I try to educate the public as much as possible. It is one of my life's missions.
Then we'll tag team on that education, because the week before that is the best.
It's the best.
There was no one
Go
there.
Before. Go before Labor Day.
Anyone that buys a fast pass that week...
When I bought one, it was June.
Oh, yeah.
It was like mid-June.
Yeah.
And we bought the fast pass.
It's so worthwhile.
And then when we got there, we bought the super fast pass.
Which is like 250% the cost of the actual ticket.
Yeah, right, man. But it's worth it when there's a lot of people there.
Oh, that's fair.
And it's worth it also for the bits you get to do, like walking through line, you know, I was pretending that I was a Republican as we were cutting the line and walking past a lot of people and just saying, you know, well, if you'd worked a little harder, you could have this $80 fast pass also and be like me and go to the front row of the Valraven immediately.
I do like raising my hands in the air and saying, enjoy my opulence.
See, and I enjoyed when we went because there were people that had fast passes. Mm-hmm. And that I still made it to the ride before them.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is also a sweet
that feels
nectar.
Real good.
That's
feels
a sweet nectar.
I bet that feels good. I was there a few months ago, and it's just one of the many things that are fascinating to me, you know, mark of time wise, like what has changed and what has not changed within the park of Cedar Point. It's gotten much more, I don't know if gentrified is the word.
No, it is much more Starbucks. Disney.
Yeah, there's a Starbucks in there. There's a lot of sit-down restaurants. There's a Chick-fil-A inside Cedar Point. It seems cleaner. It seems much more like Disney and not as like gritty, like pour some sugar on me sort of 1987.
I didn't see Cedar Point. You couldn't win any mirrors that I could find.
You could not win any mirrors.
Right. And I needed one that said Kiss.
I know. I did find a great deal on airbrushing, and I regret not having a shirt airbrushed.
Oh, yeah. You always got.
I saw
go
no matching couples though. I didn't see a single matching couple.
A lot of hands crossed and in the back pockets of each other's butts. You know, so. You know, things change, and then but they don't. I felt like the music was exactly the same as 1999.
Well, when I was there, I heard that Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, "Love Never Felt So Good" was played. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, and like some Maroon 5, but there was still like those 90s. Yeah,
we heard
80s classics.
We heard Spice Girls. You say you'll be there.
Okay,
which is. In my top three of Spice Girls songs.
Is that the one that's like, do-do-do-do?
Giving you everything. That one, yeah. That's a good one. It was a good summertime jam. Yeah.
The reason I asked you the question about taste.
Oh, God.
Did
I get it right?
No, you got it right.
Look, I don't give a fuck about people's opinions. Did I get it right, man?
You got it right. Okay, you got it right. Okay, you, I like what I like. Is that right, guys?
Is that okay?
Is that satisfactory?
Thank you.
No, because I have found myself facing, I do a podcast called Roach Coach, in which we examine a style of music I have much maligned for a majority of my life.
Yes.
And in these listening sessions, I don't love it, but I'm like softened. I'm not like, this is the worst stuff ever, like I would have been in 1999. So I guess that's what I'm talking about now, where it's like the subjectiveness of people's tastes is not worth arguing about.
I agree. If that's what you meant, I am totally on board. And that softening that you're talking about, things that would have upset me, upset College Brian or or College Brian was too snobby but very shy about it, I don't feel that way anymore. You know, and I'll just openly embrace things that used to make me sad or that I would stay away from or I thought were bad. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have moved heavily away from crapping on things that bring other people joy.
Yes.
Even when I don't understand them.
Don't shit on people's shit.
Younger me thrived in the shitting.
I lived on it. Well, it was funny because like I love Rick and Morty, but I saw Garrett's post about Rick and Morty that he's
I chimed in.
And he was like, it's not for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, That stinks because there is that part that stinks for me because I want to talk about it.
Right.
We can talk about it. Last week's episode was the best episode of television I've ever seen.
Please do not talk.
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Please.
But, you know, but that's
missing the animation gene. I don't have it. You've never had
the animation gene.
I can't. I don't. I understand that it is great and that everybody enjoys it. And I would never, as you were just saying, PJ, I would never judge you or say that you shouldn't enjoy it. I'm glad that you do, but I just don't.
It is that thing where it's like there is still a part of me that mentally chases trying to convince you of your own beliefs.
Yeah,
where it's like now I'm much more like. You might come around to it later.
Right.
And if you don't, that's cool. But there is another part of me that is like, I enjoy it so much, and I love talking about things I enjoy with other people. I mean, that's a huge part
of course.
Because it's that connection thing where it's like, oh, now we've got it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, the shitting on people's stuff is
I want as much joy as possible, and I want to encourage joy in people. And I think I'm much more joyful. That is one of the things about having children. I have two children. I've had two children since the podcast, since we last recorded this. I have a 3.5-year-old girl and a 9-month-old boy as of tomorrow. And that is, my life is much more purely joyful. But I'm also less, as I said, less tolerant of bullshit. I thought those were the two major changes, like not wasting of time and also pure joy, because I want joy. I've experienced that joy, and I want it in all facets of life.
What do you consider a waste of time?
just like you're saying, like with the Rick and Morty stuff, like it's more about knowing what you want and what you don't want and what you will and won't invest your time in.
Okay.
I guess.
Instead of like, I'm going to force myself to watch this so right. I can connect with my friends.
Exactly. I will stop.
Instead, I'll just honestly say,
yeah,
it's not for me.
You guys have your conversation and be joyful about it. And I will go over here and
be joyful about something else.
And then we'll find each other again.
Right.
About something that we've all like together.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the way
we'll do that. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. But, you know, you don't, and this is like, there are things that, like, a lot of movies and television put children in peril, and I did not notice that until I had children, really.
Oh, yeah. What's the like, Finding Nemo?
Yes, and it is constantly, like, my insides are being scraped out when it's like, especially, like, the fall, like, sad movie Oscar time of year when there's, like,
oh,
I don't know if you saw Manchester by the Sea, but, like...
Nope.
Like that was a heart ripper, and it's like oop sneaks up on you. Like yep. We're having witty Boston dialogue, and then it's like flashback. Oh God!
Yeah. Up my heart.
Yeah, my heart.
Well, I'm sure we talked about this before, but Finding Nemo was the first movie that I saw pre having kids and post having kids, and it was two totally different films.
Yeah. Very much so.
One was like, go, you little man.
Delightful romp.
Just like you, Nemo. We're going to go on an adventure. And then the second time, once we had Dax, it was like, oh, what? Get back inside the fucking
scene. Stay there, just please.
Hide.
Finding Dory, same way.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. I watch a lot of Finding Dory, a lot of Moana, a lot of Frozen.
I like Moana.
Moana is great.
Mm-hmm.
Moana. The fact that she is a girl does not matter in the movie.
No.
Is terrific. Or raising a girl, or a boy, or anyone.
Right. It's just a good adventure.
That's right. That's right. Moana.
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 Oh, boy.
Hey, guys.
Oh, seriously. So what, let me ask you, what was your experience on your 40th birthday proper? Was it mundane? Did you have a meltdown? Please describe to me in generalities. You don't have to go like minute by minute, but like what did you guys experience?
Well, I mean, so for my 40th, we had a big party.
Yes. Yes. I was there. Hello.
Yes. Hello. You asked. So I'm
I know.
I guess asked and answered. All right.
I didn't, but we didn't have, I saw you at your party. I was at your party. I saw you for about 5 to 8 minutes.
Yes.
Of several hours.
That's what happened with
it. As it happens at parties. It happened. So I didn't have a glimpse into your emotional well-being, which is what I'd like to have now.
Yes. So 40 was almost irrelevant. It was the first birthday I've celebrated in almost a decade. Like I just sort of stopped caring about birthdays.
Yeah.
And this was the first time, other than like having dinner with my wife and son, that
I
did anything. I mean,
right.
Yeah. But it was, party was nice. It was cool to have.
It was a hot day.
It was a hot day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. My 39 was such a weird year all in all. I don't think that by the time 40 arrived, it was like, I wasn't going to,
right,
you know, have any epiphanies.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I also had a baby this year.
Woo!
Yeah. He'll be 1 in 2 weeks.
All right.
Whoa.
Babies.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
September 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 9:27 at 8:28.
That's amazing.
Right? Sounds fun to say.
This
but yeah, no, there's no epiphany. I don't know.
I'm not anticipating one.
My beard got real gray real fast.
Really?
Where it had not been the last time I grew it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
it was just
another day. Yeah.
A day.
Mine was super special because I got to tell everybody at the festival that I was having the baby.
That was a very,
very good celebration. That was super fucking great. Like that, the turning 40 part was moot.
Yeah.
Like it
doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. Like I just, like
age
I know.
Ain't nothing but a number.
But I, oh, like, I know that I'm 40. I know that I'm not a kid anymore and that I am an adult. But I've never felt like that anyway.
Right.
I've never been one to be like, you know, there are times where I'll be like talking to someone and I will realize that they are 25 mm-hmm. and I'm 40. And it's like, oh God, that's right. I'm as old as time. You have no, cognitive connection to these things that I know.
I had to convince someone today that A Christmas Story came out in the 80s because she thought it was much older.
Right.
Yes. But I saw it in the theater. So
like, yeah.
But I don't feel like there's going to be any sort of change.
Yeah, and then I DJ'd until like 2 in the morning into my birthday. So from the 12th into the 13th, at the end I got to tell everybody that we were having the baby and it was my birthday. So it ended everything on a real high note. Yep. And then the next day, we had a dinner together as a family, which was super great. I didn't want anything else.
Right.
Like Catherine was like, you don't want a party, do you? And I'm like, no. Because what happens to me at a party is I just start cleaning.
Yeah.
I start cleaning and then making sure that you're having fun.
Right.
And it's supposed to be a party for me.
For you.
And I'm just going to be working the whole time. Because I still have trouble relaxing into celebrations
You're a great host.
You're a great host.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I liked about my birthday was that I was just working the whole time. I think if I had to sit there and take it, I would
hold court.
Been miserable.
Right, but I didn't want to do that But and plus, I mean, we couldn't make the chair with the poles to put on. We couldn't find people to put the shoulder things on to carry me, you know. Because
improvisers to lift that much.
Exactly.
Weak spines.
The other thing is that, boy, oh boy, guys, I am packing on the pounds. I am just, really, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. I just need to turn that corner. Like right now, everything seasons to me. Like I just feel like there's seasons in life. And I feel like my personal life, Catherine and the baby on the way, is going great. Mm-hmm. My work is my work.
Work people, turn this off right now.
My
turn
work.
Turn it off.
I'm having an odd season at work. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen there. And then the extracurricular stuff. Extracurricular?
Extracurricular.
Hey, couldn't get that extracurricular. But the extracurricular stuff for me is going really well. Like, started Gabber Media. We have 5 podcasts. I'm recording stuff Monday through Wednesday. We're getting stuff out there. I'm trying to grow followers and listeners because if I could do that for a living, I would. I want to.
Yeah.
And I want to do that for a living. But I have a lot more work before that's even possible.
Right.
Because that's really, really, really hard.
Right.
But not impossible. So I don't know what the point was and all.
No,
that,
but I think, and that's making me explore further the not wasting of time, the sort of the work side of things, which I work with a wonderful group of people. It is amazing, but there I feel like it is not what I am meant to do, and I feel like I've been saying that for a goddamn decade, and I should probably do something about it.
Right,
and that's the only emotion that my birthday is triggering. Not like, oh my God, because I in some ways I've felt like I've been 75 since I was 15 a little bit, but
an old soul.
An old soul, as it were. The Philadelphia Story is coming out on Criterion, guys, and it is blowing Brian's mind.
That's the Tom Hanks movie?
No.
That's Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
That is Philadelphia, which is okay.
So Rick and Morty.
Oh, God. But yes, I am also in the phase of where I am trying to imagine something else.
Right.
And how to get there.
Like, I literally have spent since 2001 in this job in a lot of different ways.
If anyone from work is listening to this, I love you and I love my job. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad I'm employed.
So glad I'm employed. I appreciate it.
I appreciate
it. Every
I've
been quoted
moment.
Out of context.
I love every moment of it.
I have been hacked, guys.
Captain Eric has the X-Acto knife and the cassette tape, and he is
splicing. It was all
always splicing.
The question was, what wouldn't you say about your job?
It is the whiskey. It is the whiskey that the plane has served me.
But my job's bullshit.
But your job, Matthew, is bullshit.
Oh God.
Oh God, I'm drinking whiskey right now. I've been on tequila for a very long time, which I still love tequila, but there was a Tequila Brian incident the weekend of the Detroit Improv Festival. Tequila Brian took over and, I don't know, had maybe 10 to 12 tequilas on the rocks.
Uh-oh. Over the course of the week?
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
Between like 8 p.m. and 3 a.m. one day, people kept bringing them to me.
Where did they find you?
At Go Comedy.
No, I meant afterwards. Oh, like okay. When you clearly hadn't...
What?
Huh? Like when I drink that much tequila, I want to fight people and I black out.
No, I just get very, social on tequila and I get very,
I want to fuck.
Language. You want to shit.
I want to shit.
I want to shit.
And I just get very, I have a memory of being like in people's faces being chatty, but I don't remember what I said. So if I spoke to you on the Friday of the Detroit Improv Festival, I do not recall what we talked about. But I had really great conversations with a lot of people as far as I know. And then I walked from Go Comedy to Pleasant Ridge, was a fine, nice walk. But
our
puppet
show with a living horse is not a real
thing. Oh, God. Here we go.
You signed up to direct seven shows, Brian.
Here we go. Yes. So I've been a little bit off tequila since then. Wow. Yeah. We took family pictures the next day. In the woods.
You were recovering.
I was recovering. Yep. It was very clever technology tricks of making my face look not hungover. I rallied. We did it.
I love
America.
It.
That's what families will do to you.
They make you rally?
There's no such thing as hangover. Yeah. You got to do it.
Just get your shit together.
Just get your shit together, Matt. God, why are you hung? Why are you so drunk? You have a child, man. What's wrong with you?
On the way. You got time.
Oh, no.
So speaking of jobs and loving them, I had... I've already used the word epiphany once, but I'm going to use it again.
You can have multiple epiphanies.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like you can only have so many in one podcast.
Right, right.
But so for years and years and years, ever since I have been in any sort of position of authority in the world of improv, like back at Second City, I've always had this theory about casting people too soon because then they get an ego and then they they kind of burn out real quick and they stop taking classes and they... You know, not many of them recover in a way that makes them good performers. Mm-hmm. And there are some that do, but a lot of people. No. I'm not. I gave up on you years ago.
Oh, good.
No. But people that get cast ahead of time and think that they're ready when there's still a lot of learning to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. People who act like they're ready.
Right.
Just because they got tapped for something.
Right.
And I got tapped for something. And I was like, I don't know what mistake you just made, but I'm going to try to earn it so hard.
Yeah. No, not you. And then I had this realization like a week ago that that's exactly what happened with the theater. Like I always wanted to open a theater when I was in my 50s or 60s, but got to when I was 32, and then got an ego about it, and then totally burned out and stopped taking classes. And so I had this weird realization of I sort of fell into the trap that I've been so vocal against all of these years.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a real fresh one, so I haven't even figured out what I'm supposed to do next because it's not like
fresh epiphanies. That's our next cast, guys.
Right. Fresh epiphanies.
It's also a home food delivery.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You get seven meals right. in a rucksack.
And you make of it what you will.
Right. Yeah. Just when you you find the meal, epiphany.
Fresh epiphanies.
But there's at least seven epiphanies in there.
This one's called wet potatoes.
Congratulations. Epiphany. Mm-hmm. Take it to the epiphany board and see if anybody else has had your epiphany.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's led to a lot of stasis lately. And, you know, figuring out what's next for that is heavy on my mind right now.
Yeah. We're in a very transitional place right now.
Right.
Over the pond.
Yeah.
Over the pond.
I see a fish.
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, things have to change, right?
They have to.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's guaranteed.
But it's weird because I feel like I'm on the opposite side of where you guys are. And I don't know if I'm looking backward or forward, but.
Right.
Because I've already got whatever it is that you want to leave for.
Totally.
But man, it'd be nice to have something stable that paid well.
You're not working for the man.
Right. I am the man.
You are the man.
But yeah, the man doesn't pay for it.
Right. That's the trouble.
Right. And then I have
the man pays well. The man.
Well, this man. The man. I'm pointing
not
to
you, the man. Yeah. Yes. Our the man.
Right.
Yeah.
My the man and your the man are not the same man.
They're not the same the man.
They are different the man.
They are different the mans.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a conversation with Catherine like a month ago about how terrified I am to even think about leaving my work. Like I still struggle with the value I up. And I you may be able to kind of come to grips with this. In a different way than PJ would. But like, I feel like if I make something, like here is 100 calls answered. Mm-hmm. Here is a piece of training complete. Here is this rundown of processes complete. Then I've done work. But if I'm over here in figurative bullshit land, mm-hmm. where I'm just in meetings all day, mm-hmm. and I might not even talk through 98% of them, then I feel like I'm not producing. I'm not doing anything. Yes. Even though that 2% that they actually needed me for accounts for 100% of what they needed me for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is it's so weird to me.
Right.
And I'm never one to like saber rattle or to be like, look at what I'm doing. You know, like I'm sure I always feel like everybody's blocking me on Facebook because all I do is post about podcasts. But it's just like, you know, I'm never like, this thing I'm doing is the greatest. And I never do that at work. I'm just like, my work speaks for itself. If you want my work, that's my work. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. But when it's just like, what did you do this year? I was like, well, I've been, and I
went to a status meeting every day.
Yeah, I've been in the status meeting every day. I've provided 29,000 pieces of communication. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's just like, I don't know. It's all needed. It's all necessary. And it is my job.
And but there's occasionally a feeling of sort of, in that moment of lack of productivity.
Where I feel like a fraud.
Like a fraud or some sort of uselessness.
I feel like there are people working their dicks off, and here I am sitting in this tower.
Waiting to be called upon.
Nearly waiting
to be summoned.
Basically. You know, it's like, or almost involved, but have to be there because if they say this one thing, that's when I need to chime in.
Yeah.
And I am the only one who knows that. Mm-hmm. And like, but I'm just like, there's no commodity in this thing that I know. I would gladly tell all of you everything that I know.
Right.
There is.
They don't need you yet.
But they don't need me yet. And it's like, okay.
So just sell them what you know about what they need and then walk, right? That's
right.
Just cheaper in the long run for them.
Probably. Just pay me 10 times my salary right now.
Here's four pieces of information.
Here's four pieces of information, and I'll consult you guys next year. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's just difficult. It's just, I feel, especially with a kid coming, that I'm going to look at my kid, and I'm going to be like, you can be whatever you want, unless you don't know what you want to be, and then you'll end up in a job.
You'll end up doing something.
You'll end up doing something like a job that you get in 2001 that you didn't even fucking apply for, that they called you for, and then you got the job, and then, hey, jobs are hard to get, so you just stay there for fucking ever,
because
there's no reason to leave, and then they start paying you well, and now there's even less reason to leave. Guys, I'm in crisis.
Well, we've come together at the right time.
Yeah, I think so.
This is very therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's very whispery.
Very whispery.
I'm taking notes.
Never release this.
This is just for us. This is one for us.
I just like how deep a conversation we have gotten on our flight to Wet
One. Wet One. Yeah. I know. That's what it inspires. I mean, yeah. Yeah, because it is... You know, when you think about your wet wang, like it is the source of your power and your productivity, you know, and if your wet wang is not wet, as Matt was just saying, then like, what is your wang for?
What
like,
is your wang
if
for?
If your wet wang
it's
is
just
not,
waiting.
It's just, waiting. It's just waiting.
You do not want a waiting wang.
You don't want a waiting wang.
It needs to fuck.
It needs to fuck.
Shit. It needs to shit.
It needs to, no, shit.
It needs to
my,
shit.
Oh, my wang needs to shit. Oh, God. Seriously. I had a vasectomy.
Wow. I didn't know if you were going to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm fine with talking about it.
Well, no, because it's not a thing that I was going to bring up.
Right.
I was
no,
on
but
my
it's
list.
Fine.
I was on my
it was on my list. I also got married. I went to Italy. Had a bunch of kids, two of them. I had a vasectomy. Two and out. Done. Closed up
two and
shop.
Out.
Closed up
that's
shop.
How I feel. I feel like we're going to have our first.
Yeah.
And then I want another one.
Yeah.
And then you got to talk to me about any more.
No. Yeah. No, it's done. It's over. It's over, guys. It was very quick. Don't worry about it. I had some complications. I'm like the one in 10,000. I feel very special. My shit got extra swollen for an extra long amount of time. That will not happen to you or just, anyone else.
Just close up shop.
Just close it because it's a lot less invasive than what your lady would go through.
Oh, my God.
So
what they have to go through is
a
nightmare.
Fucking good man and do it. American men.
I have so many questions.
Yes, you can
know.
Ask
well,
me.
I don't know that I
have a lot. I will talk about it.
Do you masturbate still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you have to.
You have to?
Well, that's part of it.
What?
That's part of the prescription.
You got to clear the chamber?
You got to clear the chamber.
Or what?
Well, it could happen over time. Like, it'll just, you know, your sperm count will lower, and then they'll eventually go away.
And then you can't masturbate anymore?
No. That will never end. That will never end. That will never end. But... like you know, because they test you in 8 weeks. I'm gonna do it this week. This is my eighth week.
Masturbate this week.
I'm gonna into a little cup and deliver it to.
Like I like to throw ropes. You know what I mean. Do you think it would impact my rope throwing?
No, I don't think so. I think your rope will just be as tightly woven as it always has been. I don't think that affects. I don't think that affects the texture of your rope. but it is helpful to answer your question to clear the chamber in Matt's words.
Wow. All right.
So you got to amp it up a little bit as if one needs more amping.
But if you don't,
it'll just swell up again? No. That was not why it was swollen.
You should have masturbated.
No, that's not why. That's not how it works.
I'm not listening.
That's not, you're not listening.
I know
that's
that.
Not how it works. I didn't have like a jizz backup. And that was not causing the swelling.
Right.
It was surgery complications.
Okay.
But now it is fine. Everything's fine.
Did it look crazy?
Did my balls look crazy
or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, my balls look crazy. Like, oh my God, dude! Like softball size.
Wow.
Like gigantic.
Whoa.
It was hard to walk.
It's horrible,
around.
But I'm fascinated.
It was hard to walk around. It was hard to do stairs. I did too much too soon. It was rough. There was a lot going on down there.
And you found out that we were having a baby with softballs. You know what
I mean? I did. I found out Matt was having a baby 2 days after my vasectomy. So it was very poetic. I don't know.
I guess.
One door has a torch, and then the other door puts its torch out. Put that on a pillow. but I highly recommend it to the men of America if you are interested in doing that and then just, you know, cranking it a lot afterwards.
Just crank that soldier boy.
Just crank that soldier boy. Yeah. And now I'm about to find out. So I got to go do it. I got to do my business and do a little cup and then take it somewhere to a lady, give it to a lady, and then the lady gives it to a doctor. And then I find out if... This is very specific.
Who's the lady?
Is there a middle woman? She's just a receptionist. You don't have to go back and see the doctor.
She's a connoisseur.
She's just an expert. Is it ropey or not? She knows just by looking at it.
Yep.
So, wet wangs. I find out. I have to find out if I still have sperm or not. And okay. if there's still a bunch of sperm, I can't. What, guys? Tequila Brian has arrived.
Making an appearance.
So if they're there, but they're not swimming, then that's a positive sign. Okay. But if they are swimming, I got to do it again.
Okay. So if you got like the lazy river, you're okay.
Yeah. or if they're not there at all.
Right.
Goodbye forever, friends.
That's the goal. The goal is zero.
Yes, the goal is zero of those dudes. Yeah, or ladies, whoever they may be.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we take a quick break?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Captain Eric. When we get back from the break, Matt's going to suggest that I drop in an advertisement for GabberMedia.com. Well, consider it dropped. Check out a pile of podcasts, many of them featuring Matt Noss and friends, at GabberMedia.com.
Welcome back, Matthew.
Thanks, guys. Sorry, I had to bust it up a little bit.
That's fine.
That's all right.
It's
I'm
all
sure,
right.
I'm sure Captain Eric will make it seamless.
Yep.
Oh, he'll just
much like that segue.
He'll just throw in an advertisement for Gabber Media.
Hey, Captain Eric Henke is here.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen,
Captain Eric.
Well, planes now they're autonomous.
Yeah.
So we have that future now. So
yeah,
I figured I'd come back here.
Trump's America.
Guys are all right.
Right.
Ugh, nothing matters. Trump's president.
I'm gonna go back in the.
don't do it. It's really great out here.
How are your balls, Eric?
Mine are fine.
Yeah.
I overheard.
Yeah. He's always listening to us.
Yeah, Brian. So did you take a picture of those bad boys? Or
No, I didn't. I should have.
There's so many unwarranted dick pics out there. You had one that people need to see.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry that I didn't. I could probably. I feel like where it was stitched. Could probably take a picture because there's probably like a little scar if you want that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you could recreate.
I could recreate it.
Just kick me in the nuts.
We could get those swollen balls.
I also recall hearing, hey, I'm open. I'll talk about it. And then you just kept saying, well, it was a complication. So what the hell happened?
There was a blood vessel that was nicked.
Ooh,
you want to hear. Here we go,
gentlemen. Thanks for joining us, Captain.
So they had to do one ball twice because of that. And it was just, you know, they were just rooting around in there a little too much, and the recovery process took a little bit longer.
Oof. So, how long is the procedure supposed to take?
The procedure took less than 45 minutes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was real
outpatient.
Fast. It was outpatient. I took a Valium, and then they gave me a local anesthetic and did their business. We talked about where we were from, had a great conversation with the doctor and the nurse. It was super fun. And then my balls were swollen for a couple of weeks. Mm. And the recovery should be like two to 5 days.
Ice pack on the old.
Yeah, ice, like peas in your underwear.
In a bag, packs. I assume.
Yeah, in a bag. I mostly did we have these ice packs.
Ice peas.
Not
pee.
No. I wasn't wetting myself. No, that was a poor choice of words. I understand this now. P-E-A. We have these ice packs made for children to make them more exciting, I guess. But so there was one that fit really well in my underwear that was in the shape of a taco. So I was icing my balls with a taco ice pack for kids.
It's a taco.
It's
kids.
A taco for kids. Nice and daddy's balls.
We always had Boo Boo Bunny.
Boo Boo Bunny.
Yeah.
Is that an ice pack?
It was like a little. It was a little.
Yeah, it was like a plastic cube.
Ice cube, dude. Yeah.
And but it'd be wrapped up so that the kid could hold the ears.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then hold it against the boo boo.
I see.
But not get a cold hand.
I see.
Yeah. We had have a SpongeBob that looks like a SpongeBob popsicle.
Mm-hmm. Only you can't eat it.
Right. And it's not melting.
Mm hmm.
But it's also really hard and doesn't feel great on anything that you've hurt.
Right. The best where the peas are great because they just fold around anything.
Yes. Yeah. You need them sort of malleable. Yeah. That's what you want. That's what you want.
That's the ideal.
Yeah. But I can recommend a doctor. We've spent too much time on my dick, guys.
Well, you know, we're going to cock
sweat. Or my balls, as it were. Wet wang.
Wet wang?
Wet. Wang. What twang? Is it W-E-T-W-A-N-G? What twang? What twang? Do we got to
Yes. What twang?
Take a bus and a train once we land.
Hello, hello. It's me, old Gabby Bob. Mm-hmm. Yes, open the old
Gabby
Shoopy Doop Pooper Scoop. That's what I'll do. Just take you where you need to go. Oh, couldn't see yourself.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Wet Wang is in Driffield, England.
Driffield.
How do you spell that?
D-R-I-F-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay, Driffield.
Driffled.
Driffled.
Driffled, England.
Driffled.
Wet Wets.
I would like to go very much to Wet Wang. or Europe in general. I would like to go back.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It would be nice. It's wonderful. Yeah. I loved Italy.
Yeah. Oh, you should go. Your pictures from Italy are a love letter.
It was perfecto.
That was we fell in love with Hawaii.
Yeah.
We went to Hawaii and it was just like, I know why people go here. Because it's always the same temperature and there's a breeze. Mm-hmm.
I got to go. That's another thing. You got to go places. You got to see them. Love them while you can.
You got to see them?
We're turning 80, guys.
What? 80? Oh, jeez, that went fast.
Yes.
You got to love them.
You got to get out there. Wow. Do you think we'll do a podcast when we're 80? What do you think?
Well, that's the next one, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That'll be the next
one. Well, 65.
We take a four-year break.
If we do, when we're 80, I can bring my 53-year-old son on.
My God.
Oh. Well, I think I would bring my 40-year-old whatever I'm having.
Oh, my God. You're not going to find out.
No.
Surprise.
Surprise.
It's a baby.
It's a baby. I want to find out is the truth. And Catherine right now wants to be surprised. Mm-hmm. And I'm growing into being surprised.
Gotcha.
So we'll have a list of two names. And right now, I have to say that that's the hardest part.
Names. It's rough.
Because it's like, part of you is like, let me yell this name.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
You gotta test it out. We, one of our rejected boy names was Cooper. Yeah. And then we very quickly were like, well, everybody's going to call him Pooper. Mm-hmm. And also that is your dog's
name. That is my dog's name.
So that might be have some psychological
impact. That shut it down.
Yep. So that shut it down. It's a great name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
I like the idea of calling a kid Coop.
No, it's awesome. I feel bad for giving it to a dog.
It's not you, man. No. It's not.
Well, I like Maxwell. Mm-hmm. Like Maxwell has won my heart. But Catherine hates it.
Okay.
And then we looked up, like, went to a site. Yeah, we went to a name site.
Yeah.
And
I'm saying Catherine hates the name. Not
your heart. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Catherine hates Maxwell. And
like the singer?
Yeah. She's like,
he's like, wonderful.
Bull. She's like
goddamn
she's
butter.
A Keith Sweat lady. I mean, come on.
So expect Sweat Noss.
Sold Sweat Noss. But no, she pulls up the site, and then we pull up Maxwell, and it says, fathers love Maxwell, mothers not so much.
Really?
Yeah, it really said like
that's a little on the nose.
This is a choice for fathers, but like right now we like Samuel. But that's today. It's like
you never know.
You don't know, and I think we just keep throwing names out. I'm like Thunder Punch. You know,
right? I don't recommend that.
It's
hyphenated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thunder.
Yeah.
No, we went to the hospital not knowing. We had a girl's name locked down. Mm-hmm. We had 15 boys' names on the list at the hospital the day he was born. And we got it down to like five, I think, by the time she went into surgery. And then we waited until we saw him and was like, oh, that's the name.
It was instant Fletch.
Yep, yep. We went with one of the tests that Lisa likes is the put a rad sounding job title in front of it. Mm-hmm. So local author Fletcher PJ Cokes. Mm-hmm. You know, and if it sounds if that has a good ring to it,
right. You know. Renowned street photographer Fletcher PJ Cokes.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's a really cool local wino Thunder Punch Noss.
See, don't do it.
It works. I mean, if you get the full picture.
You can yeah. He just took a shit behind Go Comedy. local
slumlord.
I like Sam Noss.
I like Sam Noss.
It's cute.
It feels nice.
It's a little Lord of the Rings to it, which I like.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with Lord of the Rings. But Samuel is pretty cool.
Oh, is it Samuel? Will it be Sam? It won't be Sam.
No, it would be Sam. It would be Samuel. We want a name that we can shorten.
Right.
We absolutely. So. And I wouldn't go with Matthew. I wouldn't have a kid named after myself.
You don't
want a
junior.
I don't want a junior, and I let the kid be its own thing.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with juniors.
Nothing's wrong with juniors.
There's one at the table,
and he's awful. So,
oh, my God.
He
got a little big for his britches.
Yeah, a little too soon, and now he doesn't know what to do with the rest of his life. You know?
Oh, God, guys.
So I'm going to tag back because I don't think I'm done. I had
not done this. This could be a 3-hour podcast. There's nothing stopping us.
There is nothing stopping us.
Just an SD card.
Just an SD card. SD.
So I had a realization and my own personal epiphany lately, and it was like something I always think to myself is like, you can do whatever you want. And then I started realizing, like, if you can do whatever you want and you're not having a good time, then you're the asshole.
Then you're the asshole.
I'm like, but I don't want to be the asshole.
Yeah, you don't. You don't.
And I'm like, ah, that means you got to do something about it.
Yeah, but and I can't believe I'm about to argue against this, but you can't. You can do whatever you want, but there are consequences.
There are consequences for doing whatever you want.
Yeah. You know, and you can walk from a job, but then you could sure lose your house.
Sure,
right.
Of course you can.
You know, and I... this is 40-year-old me speaking, because every other year me would be like,
so why?
Just fly, man. Mm-hmm. Just fly. See what happens. Your
dreams.
No, and believe you me, the 40-year-old Noss ain't going anywhere without a plan. But if you're not executing the plan or making a plan or being like, okay, in 5 years, what do I want to be? And it might be within the same company. I just might not be a good fit where I am right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm in a huge company that does tons of different things. But I saw the writing on the wall with what I was doing, and all of my predictions there are coming true. And I know that I want to, like, I would want to do, I'm going to say something terrible. I would want to do marketing if marketing weren't so terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's one of those things where it just seems that, nah, maybe I don't. Maybe that's just something I think I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I want to do social, then I should just do social for my own shit, and that's it, because you really can't do social for anybody else. Nobody's going to be like, yeah, just take over our Instagram account. Nobody's going to do that. It's stupid, unless they're small too. And if they're small too, then you might as well just do your own shit.
Yeah, right? But there's got to be like there's got to be a sweet spot of small but too old to understand it, but old enough, but smart enough or savvy enough to know that you should have an Instagram account. Like, I don't have a good example here.
right.
But, you know, mom and pop shop who like get that Instagram is a thing, but don't know how to do it. And they're big enough that they should be doing it. If you can find those companies, then,
yeah,
you know,
put puppies in it.
Yeah.
Babies.
Yeah. Well, both Brian and my dog are huge Instagram stars now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've both been the Jeep dog. on Jeep's social channels.
Yep. And once together.
Once together, once, yeah. Yeah. Yes, for hashtag National Dog Day,
yeah.
Which was August 26th, both of our dogs appeared on the Jeep social channels. So go to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Scroll back through to August 26th, and you'll see my dog and PJ's dog.
Get more likes than either of us combined. That's for right. All of our lives. That is
absolutely right. Absolutely right.
20,000
first hour.
How many?
I don't know. I just made up a number. 4,000 in the first hour. Who knows?
That reminds me of a thing, and this is
a perfect segue.
Great segue. Mm-hmm. So this upcoming weekend, my band, my old band, Olupus, is playing our first show in Michigan in 15 years.
Which is crazy.
Years. It's crazy that it's been that long, that I haven't done it. And I mean, so many things, but
I didn't even know you. 15 years.
I know. You've never seen me.
I've never seen you.
As a musician. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's crazy. But two things. One is, so for the we're playing the DIY Fest, and they asked for our Facebook page or our website or our Bandcamp page, which I made a Bandcamp page, but all we had was a very old MySpace page.
Yeah.
was the album cover and two songs from our album that came out 17 years ago.
Who was your top eight?
Huh? It looks like I made the page and then just walked away.
Yeah, that's what we all did.
But then I
take that, Tom.
The
take
number that. Of songs. So I've been listening to the songs again to make sure I know how to play them. Still, answering machines come up a lot in these songs, and every time the word answering machine is sung, I just feel slightly older.
Yeah. Yeah, just cringe a little.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, kids these days, when they write their songs, there's
it'll nothing. Be like text.
Yeah, it would be like, I didn't leave a voicemail because we don't do that in this generation, which is not
you as didn't fun return to my snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. That's I just was thinking about likes and how irrelevant they were when the band was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Things change.
Yeah.
I think we're adaptable dudes. Yep. I think we're on the cusp, the cutting edge of.
Well, at least we are.
I'm on Snapchat. I am. I know how to do lenses and filters and things.
When you say it like that, then we sound like. And then
I know how to do things.
I mean, the Queen showed me how to play cricket.
That's right. I work in social media for my job during the day, which is often very fun. And I was very resistant to Snapchat until they made me do it for work. And I sort of locked in at that point. Like, I understand that sort of thing where, like, you, if, as you get older, you might lock into a certain hairstyle or a certain type of music, and you just, like, ride it out from there. Like, I locked into Snapchat in 2015, and I only used the functions that they had in 2015. So I try to progress a little bit, but, like,
Do stories.
I don't really do stories. I don't want to send. I like to capture moments and write things on them. I don't want to send people like videos of my face with, like, you know,
right,
cat eyes and stuff.
Yeah,
like I don't need to do that, or like a real pinched butthole kind of face.
Right,
I don't need to do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The tick skin is really fun, but other than that,
as in the Amazon streaming series, The Tick.
Yes,
yes. Anybody, if you want to give us The Tick, you know, promo money, that's fine.
Is it that easy?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, no one's bitten. Right, no one's bitten yet. You know, we'll see. Just hold out for it, I guess.
Yeah. I like they already are doing the filter, and you're like, hey, if you want to give us that tick money.
I know.
So it seems like I've already given somebody that tick money.
Our fours of listeners.
Yeah. No, Snapchat's one of the first things that made me feel old.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, I get it, but I don't use it. And
it's
fun. Yeah, but I don't know. It seems like a lot of work for something that disappears.
And I do have a lot of rules for it. I do have a lot of rules. I don't like it. I don't like it when people snap me without my knowledge. Boy, do I not like
that.
Oh,
yeah?
Woo! Nope.
Get you high.
Wait, what did that mean?
Like, take a snap of me.
So if you're working. Okay.
If I'm working or if I'm in the background. Like, I want to participate. To me, it is creating content. And I want to participate in funny, comedic Snapchat content. I don't want you to take a snap of me, like, scratching my ass.
Look at dumb Brian working on a computer.
Fuck you. Get out.
That was just an example.
No,
Jesus.
Okay. I do not want that. I do not want it. I want to control it.
Jettison myself from this airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't.
Yeah, but I like it. I enjoy that sort of, I don't know, adaptability, I guess. I like figuring things out. It's just kind of amusing to me now that, like, you know, we have a group text of at work and
the water cooler,
and there is a portion of my department that people in their 20s, young 20s somethings, and they use words and phrases that I then have to Google, and I do it privately, and I don't bring it up. I've always known what that means. Yeah.
What's one? Do you have an example? Do you have one locked and loaded?
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
TLDR?
I knew that one.
Too long, didn't read.
Oh, wow.
God, there was, it was, that's like it's RTFM. mostly about memes.
That's old.
It's mostly about specific memes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like, so thick with two C's. Like, that's a thick boy, B-O-I, or thick this, or thick that. So it started, as many things do, from Black Twitter, and then it, you know, white people appropriate it. But then thick with two, then it became being about dogs, and like dogs, like, looking good, I think.
Like doggos?
Like doggos, like little doggos. And so, like, oh, look at that thick boy. But it's like, yes, it's like a golden retriever. And, like, that was something that was happening in the water cooler, and I was like, all right, that one I had to ask about. Like, can you please tell me about
this? Is there a K?
No, it's two C's. THICC. Thick. It somehow evolved, as things do, into being about puppers and doggos.
Gotta get the puppers. Gotta get the doggos.
Yeah, no, I learn more about memes from Dax than I do anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know where I go for all
it's
my
amazing.
Memes.
Where?
Know your meme.
Know your meme. Yeah, yeah, know
your meme has saved my
life. But the speed at which is very impressive to me. I enjoy it. Like, just in the last 2 days, the Elf on the Shelf meme. This is going to be dated already. Dated already. So, but it's like you try to rhyme a celebrity with the object. So, you know, like Elf on the Shelf rhymes. So people are like, put photos of Steve Buscemi at the Emmys. So he's like at the background. So it's like Emmys, the Emmy logo.
Buscemi at
like
the Emmys.
On his shoulder. So it's like Emmys on Buscemi.
Wow.
Or like a picture of Laura Dern on a fern. You know, it's great. It's a lot of fun. I keep up with things. I don't make memes. I'm just a connoisseur.
Yeah. Do those get captioned or do you just leave it as a puzzle?
You just leave it as a puzzle and then you figure it out.
Oh, it's like a rebus.
It's exactly. It's like a puzzle. And like there was one that took me a while. It was a picture of Blythe Danner attached to a light pole on a street. So then it is Danner on a banner.
Wow.
It's very impressive to me what these people do to entertain me and each other. And this is dated. This meme will be over
Time.
I just spoke it out loud. Yeah. So this meme is
already
dunzo. This meme is probably over. Yes.
This meme is dunzo.
This meme is retired. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I stay current. I try. Right, it's
funny because I already know that there's so much stuff that's passing me by, but how much stuff I know about.
But it's compared to that softening you were talking about, that it doesn't really bother you. Things are going to drift by.
Right? Things have to drift by because there's just
because then you'll be marked as if you try too hard.
Then you're a try hard.
Then you're a try hard.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want to be that dude.
Yeah.
Don't be that dude.
No, I have I have never written down for the media company, but like one of the underlying currents is don't be thirsty.
Yeah.
Like I don't need anything from anybody to run that.
Yeah.
Like paying for the web hosting.
Yeah.
You know, I do need people to do the podcast with.
Right.
But I mean, like I can make art. Like, it's not impossible to make art, and in that there is satisfaction. But, like, if my goal is to make it my career, don't do it in a thirsty way.
Right.
Don't do it in a disingenuous way or in a way that there's no magic bullet.
Yeah.
There's no thing that's going to get you there. It's hard fucking work. It's making connections with people and actually finding ways that you can help them and then being surprised when they help you, like... If I told you that the most successful thing that I've done in the world is a nu metal podcast.
Hey, you follow where your life takes you.
It's crazy, right?
That was really dumb. That was a really obvious thing to say. I take it back.
But no,
but it's super true.
You're just flown with it. Like,
yeah,
and not everyone does.
You don't know,
people fight against where life takes you.
Exactly. But you've ridden out this roach coach.
Yeah, like
you're riding it. You're riding that wave.
You're a rough rider.
There is somebody in Australia that could be wearing a Roach Coach T-shirt.
That's amazing.
Right now,
yeah.
We're sending one to Norway. Mm-hmm. I sent stickers up to Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah.
A T-shirt to Texas. That's a amazing. T-shirt over. It's like what?
Yeah.
And like the connection that they have, and the respect that they, because it's obvious that I'm not a nu metal fan in the podcast, like. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said quite a few times, like, I don't like nu metal. It's Jenny and Lauren who listen to the albums. It's always the first time I hear it. But nobody's just like, Matt's an idiot.
Yeah.
They're always like, Matt had a good point. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
would you do a spinoff that involves me talking about 90s R&B singles?
Of course.
Wow.
This is very exciting.
The Sweat Jet.
If you wanted to... do a 90s R&B podcast, I would set that up immediately for you.
We'll
if you want to Skype in Jamie Moyer to talk about R&B.
All day, every day.
Yeah. And yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to talk about that all the time. I like the other day I was driving and a Tevin Campbell song came on.
Oh, wow.
And so many Tevin Campbell singles came rushing back to me.
I loved her and Scream.
Get out.
I have no idea.
Get out of this pain. Get out of this pain, I said. Get out of this plane.
Get out of my pain.
Get out of my pain.
I am your
pain. But, you know, many more Tevin Campbell singles than I even remembered.
Oh, there's
jams.
Jams.
Can we talk? Shh. Break it down. That's another one.
What was the big one?
Round. Round and Round was one of the big ones.
Round and Round. Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
What's the what's the other one? There's another. they do have a song called Round and Round. Yes, yeah. Exactly. What's Tell that? Me What You Want Me to Do. That's the other one. Wait for the spinoff podcast. Untitled.
I will listen to it TBD, as much as I listen TBD. To Rojko.
Which is...
Not at all.
Which no, is not I, at all.
It's not my thing.
It's not your thing. You, there we go. You're being respectful, PJ. My podcast...
Good for
good
you.
For you.
Now sit in that chair.
Good for you. Yes.
Good Rick, for you.
Rick and Morty. Your Rick and Morty is my R&B podcast. Start your Rick and Morty podcast. I will not listen to it, but I will applaud you.
Just watched when? 2 weeks ago. Just that one episode.
No,
it's,
I don't.
It's
why would
crazy.
I do that?
It's
why would I do
it's
that?
Really
why would
good.
I do that?
But you're not going to, and that's fine.
I'm not, guys.
And I'm not here to even try to make you.
Thank you. It was a triumph. I appreciate it.
The thing that's kind of weird about, I'm going to say this, the thing that's weird about media now is that there's so much media criticism and there's so much media speculation.
Yes.
That it really, if I was that type of creator, if I were Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland or the writers for Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. or whatever next big series there is, or the one that you're thinking of that I haven't mentioned yet, mm-hmm. You know, going into Stranger Things season 2.
It's intense.
It's so intense to meet that expectation that people are forcing on, because it's like once an episode of Game of Thrones came out, there were 10 YouTube videos up that night dissecting the episode.
Totally. Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's overwhelming. Like that. I
and think all of them making predictions.
And all of them making predictions. And it's, I remember specifically a weekend earlier this year when Master of None season 2 dropped. And I went into work on Monday and two people were talking and one person said, I only watched 8 episodes. And it's like, I can't, what are you talking about? I can't, you. Oh.
Well, didn't they say, because the Emmys were last night, night. Mm-hmm. That there were 450
yes, scripted
shows this year?
Yes.
Like, how? Like, how? I can't watch.
It's too much TV.
Yeah.
Show, let alone
yeah.
450.
I know.
I've just watched
handful
this weekend, Atlanta, mm-hmm. which has been done it for is, 8 months.
Yeah.
But it finally came on Hulu.
It's okay.
I enjoyed it.
It is wonderful. It's my favorite show of the year.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it very, very much.
I didn't love it at first, mm-hmm. and I really warmed up to it.
Yeah.
I kept going. I finished it all. It has such... It's such a... I don't even know how to say it. It's like, it's not a TV show.
No.
You know, like, it doesn't follow the same structure. It's odd. The pacing is... odd, but it's really, it feels very true at the same time, which I really liked about it. And the BET episode is amazing. Mm-hmm. So.
I did not make it that far. No, I there's so many shows that I'm at a point where if I'm watching something and it becomes tedious, I walk out.
I get it. I watched an episode of that fur trapping Netflix show. Yeah, that starred the guy. Oh boy, I'm now you're, truly now my father.
Father. Yeah,
yeah. It's the guy who's Aquaman in the new.
Khal Drogo.
Jason Momoa. Yeah, yes, it's a fur trapping. It's about like the
contemporary fur trapping.
Yes, like turn of the century.
Oh,
early America pioneer fur trapping.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's not very good. It didn't get picked up.
It's a story that doesn't seem to need telling.
No.
But Jason Momoa is like the rival fur trapper, and he's like this badass.
Okay.
And it's not good.
I miss that.
I didn't enjoy it.
It's very liberating to drop shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Or to stop movies.
Ooh, have you stopped a movie lately?
I can't think of one that I have stopped. No. But because I'm very selective, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't just turn something on.
I've committed to it, so I'm going to keep watching it, you know?
Oh, I watched that Death Note movie, but I wish I would have not.
I'm sorry. Death Note?
So Death Note was an anime. Well, it was like the book, the manga. And then it became an anime, and I watched that. I watched the whole thing. And it was great. Stupid, but great. High school kid finds a book. Whatever name he writes in the book, that person dies. He decides to be like an evil genius with it, and he starts kind of being judge and jury for the mob and for killers and thugs and rapists and whatever. Like, he writes their name in the book, they all die. So he kind of becomes the voice of justice. The police find out, and they hire like this super elusive FBI agent type person. And it's just a great cat and mouse game between them. It's wonderful. I really enjoyed it, but it's not for everybody because, again, it's anime and it's anime.
And the kid doesn't write the detective in the book?
Because he doesn't know his name.
Ah, okay. Mm.
He doesn't know his name. And it's truly, it's like Breaking Bad level cat and mouse.
Wow.
Really, really, really enjoyed it. And then the last 10 episodes kind of suck.
How many are there?
30?
Woo!
But they're like 20 minutes.
Ooh.
So you're in and out.
Yeah.
The movie is garbage. But like, it's like Attack on Titans, another one. It's another anime that I've watched and I've really liked. But they've made some movies.
You need an anime podcast.
We have one.
Oh, okay. Great.
Anime Titans.
All right. Well,
only on Gabber Media.
I didn't know.
We have a sports podcast. I don't do the anime podcast, and I don't do the sports podcast. I do Matters and Roach Coach and Transmissions from the Dark Side. Here's something for you. Have you ever heard of a movie called The Strangers?
The Strangers.
No.
Don't watch it.
What is it? What is The Strangers?
The Strangers is a home invasion movie.
Oh, is this with Liv Tyler?
Yes.
This is so fucking weird. Someone brought that up at lunch today. This is the second time I have talked about The Strangers today, but I couldn't think
of it. It's on HBO now.
Maybe it's in the air.
Which is probably why it's in the air, and it's Halloween right around the corner.
Spooky times.
This movie terrified me so much, I fast-forwarded through all of it just to understand the plot points, but didn't watch it.
Wow.
I found it incredibly unsettling.
Okay.
And it also has that shaky cam that makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
Like everything's in that handheld kind of like.
It doesn't make me nauseous.
But it's like gritty.
We've talked about this before.
Oh, it's terrifying. It is a terrifying movie. And so it's like if you're alone and you get a knock on the door, it is like, don't answer it type of movie.
Don't do it. I watched the Star Wars Holiday Special over last week.
How bad was it?
It's awful. It's it's unwatchable, and yet I watched it over the course of a week because the lead characters are Chewbacca's family, mm-hmm. his mother or his wife, his son, and either his father-in-law or his dad. That was unclear. Mm-hmm. The Wookiees speak Wookiee. They are on screen for 50% of it. So 50% of this movie is just
but it is part of us.
There's B. Arthur in there too, right?
B. Arthur is in it. Art Carney.
I saw that live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it from?
And then I spent like a decade going. I could have sworn I saw this thing, and it disappeared
because it never aired again because it was a flop.
Right. It aired once in America and once in like Malaysia.
Wow.
And then Lucas tried to kill it.
Became a myth.
And then it showed up on YouTube in its entirity, and it's.
It had the introduction of Boba Fett.
Yes,
as well.
In a cartoon. Because yeah. I was in Cincinnati last weekend, and at their Natural History Museum, there was the costumes of Star Wars exhibit, which was fascinating. And at the exhibit, they showed that cartoon, which I had never heard of before because I never saw the thing. And so I came back and found it and watched it, and it's creepy. That there's one part where the trader, T-R-A-D-E-R, the local trader stops by the Chewbacca pad and basically delivers porn to the grandfather who's in this weird chair.
Yeah, you need to crank it.
throw some ropes.
Everybody knows you got to throw them ropes.
Which for Wookiees get real messy.
It's all in their fur.
Matted down.
They needed some dry cleaning down there.
But yeah, he's like super, it's like a, oh, I don't remember the singer's name, but it's a like an African-American disco singer wearing like this weird diamond headdress and lots of like kaleidoscope effects. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I think you're adorable. And then he rewinds it like five times while going like, so creepy and awful. And I highly recommend it.
Okay,
as far as terrible things go,
before it gets taken
down. Yeah, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, but it's like Star Wars and cocaine fueled fever dreams.
Yes, That's it. And reading about like Bruce Valanche was one of the head writers.
Holy shit!
Wow.
And he and Lucas went head to head because Lucas demanded the Wookiees be the leads and only spoke Wookiee. Or whatever their language is. Sorry, nerds.
There's a level of nerdier than us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who know what language Wookiees speak.
There always has to
translate it.
And can translate it.
Wow. There's people who straight up speak Klingon to each other.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know them.
Christiangelo?
Oh, well.
I don't know who he speaks to, but I know that he can speak it.
The last 4 years have flown by.
Very much so, yeah.
It feels like time has literally passed.
Plane cast together a moment ago.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of, like, it was before my daughter was born.
You were pregnant. I mean,
we were pregnant.
Yeah.
I was on the last podcast.
Because I came back from China.
Yeah.
And then we did...
Oh, pretty baby.
Spark, 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 spark.
I love that story. That's an old story. It was that. So, yeah, Charlotte was born.
Yeah.
Charlotte was born January 2014. We did it. We stopped doing this in summer 2013.
September
2013. I kind of stopped doing everything because I didn't know what was coming.
Yeah.
So I shut it. I just shut it down. Shut it all. Just shut it all down, guys.
Shut down your dick.
Batten down. Exactly. That was later.
Batten down the hatches.
Batten down the hatches.
Put those, coil them ropes.
Yeah, coil them ropes. Batten it down. But yeah, it was part of it. Like, we can't do the podcast. We gotta do this. But I think it had kind of run its course.
I listened to the last episode and I'm telling the truth. We felt done. It felt like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Unless we've
done it for a while.
Unless we had a guest every week,
right?
Which was always a hard thing to get,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It had run its course.
Thank you, loyal listeners, for listening and then re-listening now.
It is funny to all of our
therapy sessions over the last 4 years.
It is funny to have people listen now that had no idea we did it then.
Mm-hmm, to go back,
yeah. There's a couple people have like posted recently about. Going back and listening to all the other ones.
Yeah. Here we are. Are you enjoying?
Are you happy?
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
But yeah.
I know that the baby is going to change things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would be a fucking idiot if I was like, no, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. It's just the routine is going to change. You're not going to essentially change, I don't think. And we got a lot of people when we were pregnant the first time, you like going to restaurants? Well, don't get used to that. You're going to be getting takeout all the time. It's like, no, I'm going to take my baby to this restaurant, and she's going to be cool with it. So, you know, your baby is going to adapt to your life,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be like locked down in a house,
at all times. And they're difficult, but also they're not impossible.
But it's fun, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
No, but I think even like the restaurant thing, like if you're good at parenting and put the effort in, then you can go to a restaurant. Like mm-hmm. I mean, and not every child is going
to
be
suited to that,
perfect in those environments. Exactly. But also, if you put the work in,
but you get used to it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It becomes part of the routine. And that's so bizarre to not go to a restaurant. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
what do you mean? I'm just supposed to sit in my house and paint everything cream, like get a granite countertop.
Oh,
no.
I might as well move to fucking Shelby Township.
No offense to Shelby Township, if you're listening.
Nah, total Shelby, offense.
Total offense. Eat it.
Eat a dick.
Eat Shelby a dick, Township. Shelby Township.
Oh, I forgot about the eat a dick segment we used to do.
And
tonight on Eat a Dick, it is Shelby Township's turn.
24 in Van Dyke, more like 24 in...
Eat a dick.
That has been Eat a Dick. Brought to you by the Amazon streaming series, The Tick.
The Tick. Dude, presents, we got that Tick money, son.
The Tick presents Eat a Dick.
It's real good. Have you watched it?
I haven't.
It's
Arthur, really, I need your help. Eat a dick.
Oh, my God. I want to watch it. I haven't watched it yet. I do have Amazon Prime.
Yeah. There's only six episodes so far. Out of 10.
That's good. Oh, they no, oh, meaning that's like, good. I could catch up on six.
Yeah.
But it's, if I was like, overwhelming to you. There's all 40
there's
episodes.
30 episodes streaming simultaneously.
Yeah. But it was one that I was like, I was ready to binge because I loved the first one so much that I was like, the sixth one ended and it wouldn't go to the seventh. And I got real mad at my TV. I was like, what is wrong?
I'm really excited for Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Are they doing that?
They are doing it. Yeah.
What is that?
That is the Jean-Claude Van Damme pilot that got picked up, where he is actually a secret agent. So, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme is an agent named Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
So while he's being a movie star, he's also a
He's actually been a...
The whole time.
The whole time.
Oh, I love a show that's that meta.
Oh, it is so up its own ass.
I love it.
It's fantastic. And, like, he gets into a fight and... like one of the guys tries to go in with another guy and he gets stopped and he's like, no, one at a time. It was just Ryan. crumble.
Matthew.
What is it, Brian?
Do you enjoy that? Does that sound good to you?
I do enjoy it, Brian. I like what I like.
And I love it.
I love it. I love it. Well, I wouldn't solicit advice if I didn't love you guys. What, any parenting advice that I should actually take? Meaning like you've probably heard more advice than I have cause you've already have kids.
Right.
But like me not having kids, I haven't gotten the full bore of advice yet.
Yeah.
The only one I can remember from baby rearing was, don't be quiet when you're trying to get them to go to sleep.
Yes. Like, that is great advice.
Screw that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes. Maintain normal volume.
We play music every time. Mm-hmm. We got a playlist.
Yep. Don't whisper. Have them, if they fall asleep, have them near you. Listen to talking and vacuuming and like living a life because you don't want that baby that wakes up every time someone speaks.
And they're not, like, they're precious, but they're not fragile.
Mm-hmm.
They can
take. They're a lot more rugged than
a roundhouse kick, you know.
No. Just straight in the solar plexus.
Oh God, we're gonna lose the tick.
Damn it! I'm so sorry, tick. Arthur. I'm going.
As a quick side note, earlier before right as I was leaving, Dax, who's now in the seventh grade,
crazy,
right? Came up behind me while I was getting this hat that only the three of you can see.
Yeah. We'll add a picture of that.
And he was like, roundhouse kick. And I threw my hand behind my back, not expecting to catch his foot. And I caught his foot.
Wow.
And I flipped him to the ground. And he had a pudding cup in his hand, which went all over the wall. So dad still got it.
Dad still got it.
But also felt pretty bad.
Dad still got it.
But yeah, no. They're just... make them a part of your life, but don't... I guess
make your life about them.
Yeah, yeah, because otherwise you're miserable. Like unless like rearing children is like the only thing you've ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's important that much like on an airplane when it's going down, you put the oxygen on your face first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure that you maintain what makes you happy, or what's the point?
Right, because then you're a miserable person raising a child.
Right,
and then that rubs off.
And they get that.
And they get it. Mm-hmm. They get it. And I would say, like, maintain a vibe, a good vibe. Remain calm, even if you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Even when the baby is small, it's going to feed off your energy. It's just going to feel, this feels like very kind of hippie thing to say. But like,
no, it's true.
But it's true. Like, they.
If you panic, they'll panic.
Correct. So don't panic. Don't panic. We have Google. Like, you can figure it out. even if you don't know what you're doing. But like, you can panic, but like, do it in your car and call Catherine, or like, when your baby's not around to feel it. You know, you can have those moments and let it out. But I would just say, be cool, just be chill. And I know you're a chill man now, so
you're
gonna do fine.
Yeah, Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill. No, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that with your baby.
There's a lot of great shows for kids on Netflix. And relax. Yeah, no. Does that mean something else?
It does.
That was a joke. Yes, I'm at least aware of that.
Just go to Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Search Netflix and chill. Okay. And thick with beep, two C's.
Boop, beep, boop. Oh my God, I've been doing it wrong.
Oh no.
So I watch cartoons and then get laid. Yep. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bing. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Watch a lot of Peppa Pig.
I watch a ton of Peppa Pig. But Fletch is too young for anything really as of yet.
I mean, we throw Sesame Street on in the background, and I end up watching more of it than he. He doesn't know what he's looking at, but there's a couple of songs in there that he really likes.
Cool.
Which is kind of neat. But yeah, no, he's too young to really watch anything.
What about you, Captain?
Do I watch Sesame Street?
Yes.
No.
Not anymore?
No, they don't do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They don't do that anymore.
The number of the day song, though, is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but does it go into like a Chick Corea?
What's the number? Thing? Stomp, stomp. What's the number?
Stomp, stomp.
Oh, wait. What is the number?
Well, I'm sold.
It's good. Yeah. Hold tight. It's time for the letter of the day.
That's right.
It's time for the letter of the day. Yeah. It's jams. Jams, guys.
These are jams.
Wow. Yum, 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 diddy dum. How many cookies are there today? Yum, 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 diddy dum. How many cookies today?
Those are the three classics.
I've been watching a show with our boys who brought it to
nearly adults now.
To us.
Sons.
Yeah.
It's called Parks and Rec. So
you ever heard of it?
Look forward to that. They'll bring shit to you.
Well, so as the as a person with the elder statesman children in the room,
yeah.
What's cool about that? What's cool about it?
Literally, oh wow, that was a Chris Prager thing.
Yeah, it is.
But now that my youngest has started to turn the corner out of like prepubescent to, he's turning the corner. To where he's not just annoying with everything he says. Now it's like, it's starting to get like, they're just buddies, and that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
It's great.
That's awesome.
Your son, I related to so much because I saw so much of like his fanaticism about things and how he is about like Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
And things along those lines, like mm-hmm. how it was just like, ugh, you don't get it. Like, I connected with. Like, I never talked to him about it because it's like something that you couldn't know. But like me at that age, I would have been like, my name is Matthew. Like, that is, I was like, why is this kid have a stick in his ass? Like, he needs to relax. I was like, there is nothing to relax about.
Yeah. No, and they're both like that, just about their own shit, you know? And now what is kind of nice now too is now that Ben has kind of turned that corner, they're actually starting to bond on some common things now. And most of it's like, just like comedy stuff. Mm-hmm. And that is delightful, doing bits with your kids, like legitimate bits.
Yeah.
We have them.
Yeah.
Well, you've always had the Clinton handshake. Oh, the Clinton clap. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was the Clinton handshake?
I thought I'm mistaken his. He claps with all of his fingers splayed. Yep.
That is true. Yes.
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton does.
Yeah. Someone posted a gif of Nicole Kidman last night.
Oh, yeah, with the big hands. That was from the Oscars.
Yeah.
Where she claps with her
only the
fingers
palms.
Are bent backwards, so yeah. And she clapped with just the palms.
Yeah, my hands.
Her hands look gigantic.
It's it angers me.
Look it up. It was a meme after the Oscars.
It sure was.
But they reused it last night after the Emmys.
I just saw it last night for the first time.
Go. Sometimes they cycle back.
I'm 44.
Back. Sometimes they cycle back. Yeah. You made it. You did it.
Looks like we made it.
Mm. Mm. We'll check back in when I'm 40.
All right.
I feel better, guys.
This is good.
I feel better.
I know. I feel like I've seen you guys a lot over the last 4 years, but I we haven't gotten this deep, I think.
Don't think we've gotten this deep. I don't feel like I've had this type of conversation with you, Brian, especially.
No, especially, yeah. No, I felt a little closed off. Yeah. But part of it, like I said, was self-induced, I think. Like pulling away, like not knowing what I was in for.
Okay.
You know? And once I figured out, like you said, like, you know, it just, the kids become part of your life. And that's, I feel like that's the more healthy, more joyful way to do it. Like you just, you're like, you're forming a partnership, I guess, with these tiny humans.
Right. I mean, one day you're going to add their names to the law firm. And
that's right. Yeah. That's right.
The law firm? Did I sleep through that? What is the law firm?
No, like Larkin Sons.
Yeah. son, daughter.
Right, Larkin. Lark hyphen, yeah. Whatever.
Patent attorney. Louise Jacobs.
Lark Family Law.
Lark Family Law. No, I guess I could go to law school. I wanted to go to law school when I was in high school. But then I realized I just wanted to be like the kind of lawyer that's in a John Grisham novel that like solves crimes and
runs.
You wanted to be a detective.
Yeah.
You wanted to be a detective.
Yeah, I wanted to be a detective lawyer. And then that didn't pan out. I didn't go to law school. But I guess I could now. I wanted to. Maybe that's what's next. No. Who knows? Maybe I'll go to Wet Wang and become the town attorney.
Oh, can you imagine?
What do they call that?
A barrister?
A barrister. Yeah, yeah. Sure. I'll be the barrister of Wet Wang.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for flying with Flight 1977 nonstop. Your passengers are PJ Jacobs, Brian Lark, and Matt Noss. This is your Captain Eric. Flight 1977 flies out of the Go Comedy Improv Theater in Ferndale. We hope you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. While you're there, you can help others discover the show by giving us a rating and/or writing a review. And head over to the Facebook fan page to discover Facebook exclusive content. Folks, we here at Flight 1977 Nonstop know that you have a choice when it comes to listening to a podcast about three friends traveling around the world while going nowhere. We're just happy you chose ours.
Yeah, sure. I'll be the barrister of Wet Wang.
It's just nice. It's been nice. Yeah. What, Eric? What?
I just didn't know if that was going to be the fade out.
I think he thought that was the fade out.
Was that the fade out?
I think we got to get better. We got to get better at reading the fade out.
Oh, God, I fucked it up.
I put my hands on my earphones.
Yeah, I saw it. I felt it.
No, that's it.
Oh, that was it. Then fuck it. You can
fade it out there.
Now you can fade it out here. How's that feel?
Fuck you.
It feels great. My balls are a little swollen, but other than that,
throw ropes.
It's been great.